Six Nations elected council have detailed their plan for Orange Shirt Day happening on September 30th. In the general council meeting from September 14th, Caitlin Court, communications coordinator for Six Nations elected council, presented the plans and logistics for events they plan on holding on September 29th and September 30th as well. On September 29th, Court detailed the plans for a drive-through picnic pack giveaway that will be happening at Oneida Business Park starting at 11:30 a.m. Council will be giving out 800 picnic packs that include a picnic blanket, grocery bag, cooler bag, herb starter kit, and an Every Child Matters flag. These packs are limited to one pack per household.
We have planned an Orange Shirt Day drive-through event for picnic packs giveaway on September 29th, where community members will be able to pick up a picnic pack for their families to enjoy on September 30th, as well as a social media campaign to raise awareness about Orange Shirt Day and what our community is doing on that day. For the Orange Shirt Day drive-through event, it will be on September 29th. 11:30 until we run out of picnic packs. This event will be held at Oneida Business Park. For the giveaway, we have 800 picnic packs with meal servings for five people, and it will be limited to one per household so that more community members have an opportunity to grab one for their family. We have already ordered a picnic blanket, a grocery bag, a reusable one, a reusable cooler bag, herb starter kits where they might get basil, rosemary, or sage, and then an Every Child Matters flag. And I can't wait to share what we have in store for food. Health promotions have been working closely with our working group to ensure it is a healthy, balanced meal.
Court also detailed the social media awareness campaign elected council will be running in conjunction with the September 29th event. Council is hoping to see community members wearing orange and posting pictures with the hashtag SNWearsOrange to share them attending events throughout the community on that day, raising awareness and remembering those lost from residential schools.
For our social media campaign, this is our next part of our plan, and it's to raise awareness of Orange Shirt Day and also share how our community is raising awareness and honoring every child on September 30th. We started off this launch with a postcard being distributed to community members' households, so stay tuned for that. Some households are still getting those. And we're asking everyone to share photos of how they're raising awareness by using the hashtag SNWearsOrange to share with SNGR and the community on how they are raising awareness and honoring every child. We're hoping to see photos from events around the community, families enjoying their picnic packs together, and so much more. So with them using that hashtag, we'll be able to see it on our end, and then we are going to share it on our Six Nations of Grand River platform on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Members of elected council stress the importance of including elders from the community in the event and are making sure they are well represented and the event is accessible for them. Court and Chief Mark Hill spoke on this.
So for everyone knowing about this event, we put a postcard out to every household, so it will tell them what time and date. Also noting the social media campaign, but they don't have to be involved in that to get a picnic pack. The whole reason for the picnic pack is to get families together in a time of honoring and raising awareness. And then also most people end up coming and getting it for their family members that cannot attend. As long as they can somehow tell us that that is what they're doing, please honor the system and let other people get their item as well. But we would be willing to give them one so that they can deliver it to their elder if they're unable to attend. Also noting that it is serving five, so if they want to invite the person they know to their own picnic, they're more than welcome to do that as well.
Thanks for that, Greg, as well. But I think he does have a good point in terms of maybe we can do a thing, maybe take it a step further with partnerships, with the lodge, maybe we can look at ways of doing something a little bit small on a smaller scale for our elders to at least have deliveries to them as well. I'm not sure if maybe that's an opportunity with the time frame that we do have, but do hear Greg's point on that as well.
Chief Hill was also able to detail that the downtown portion of Ashwegan will be getting a makeover for the day, including orange ribbons being put up and crosswalks being painted orange as well. Orange Shirt Day happens September 30th, Canada's National Day for Truth and Reconciliation.